that in one page. All right, so we've done essentially the roll call. So I've got Gordon and Gareth on the phone. Is there anybody else who's on the Adiga? Okay, so here is myself, Darlene, Eduardo, Annalisa, Bo, as well as Matthias and Heidi. So I guess we will get things underway. First of all, thanks to everybody, and thanks for showing up an hour later than usual. Okay, so proposed agenda items. Update from the Cartagena meeting. Well,
number two, review of summary notes and action items.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so just going to the link. Does anyone have any comments from summary minutes and action items from previous meetings in terms of follow-up? I've got action items. Staff will send a reminder to those who have action items from last meeting. Alan will prepare a document summarizing his thoughts on the document and sending it to the mailing list. Okay. We've already sent a note about Eric's acclamation to be sent to ALAC, and in fact, Eric is here in Cartagena. Unfortunately, Gareth couldn't come, so Eric, who was nominated and elected as the individual unaffiliated user representative, is here. He's actually represented us very well and brings some really good background to the meeting. I've had some very nice long conversations with him, and it's interesting because, especially since we had things on registrars' private meetings like Toronto and Rome, Eric was in some of those meetings and has been able to give us some insight to what has happened on the inside of that. So it actually gives us a little bit more to work with when we're trying to work towards openness in that field. Yesterday was an all-day ALAC strategy meeting. Since I'm not the only one there, is there anybody here who'd like to say a few words about what they thought of the meeting, what went on, what was done? Anybody? Elisa, you look like you've... Okay. Yeah.
Man?
Yeah, Darlene, please go ahead.
I just thought it was a really good day, and we had a lot of useful information, and I really enjoyed it. I found it fast. Well, I found it really good as compared to others.
It was good. Actually, I quite liked Sebastian's team building exercise in the middle, where everyone had to say something either intimate or somewhat embarrassing about themselves, and so we now have something with which we can embarrass each other as the time comes.
Well, I missed that.
Yeah, that's right.
It's funny, we might want to try to repeat.
They heard me. I think they laughed.
It's in the transcription.
Yes, and we're told it's going to be sent out in all of the UN official languages. Okay, but there is some serious work being done this week. Is there anything you want to say about the consumer constituency or the work? I mean, it's my understanding there's going to be some progress made along that.
I'm not sure if everyone in here is on the list. Maybe you are, but I've been corresponding with Alex Gakuru, who heads up a consumer-focused interest group in the NCSG. We have decided together that we think it's time to team up because the official processes and whatnot have largely failed us. I guess I can't necessarily say that for Alex, but the consumer constituency has been sitting on the back burner now for 2 years, which is ludicrous, and I can't get anyone from the board to, you know, talk about it. I've tried to engage individual board members, and it just doesn't seem to be on their agenda or on their radar. So I've been in touch with Avery, and Avery had some particular prescribed bureaucratic steps to take in order for me to join NCSG and in order for all of that to happen, which I have done, and I have forwarded to the internal ALEC lists. So, you know, we hope to make some progress. I mean, I think Evan and I had dinner in Bogota, and we, you know, kind of both realized that we had reached what amounts to a, you know, a what the hell. Actually, it's better used with an F, but I won't do that on the tape. Moment in our time at ICANN. I think we've both been doing this for 3 years now, and we've had little bits and pieces of success along the way trying to push a user agenda, a consumer agenda, a set of principles or whatever you want to call them that are not solely driven by registrars and contracted parties, and realized that we hadn't gotten all that far. So hopefully here maybe this announcement will stir up a little excitement for unity as opposed to bureaucracy, and a group of us can sit down and not worry about turf battles and perhaps write out a 8 or 10 or 15 point manifesto for consumer rights and user rights within ICANN that can, you know, span not just what the GNSO constituency would have done, but kind of go throughout the the areas of ICANN that touch on consumer stuff. So that's the update.
Okay. In addition to that, Scott Pinzon was meeting with us earlier in the day yesterday about some of ICANN's new movements in terms of communications. It was raised to him that communications, at least as they relate to at large, is a two-way street. You can't just send things down. You also expect to be able to get things up, which enables the bottom-up process. As a result of that, actually, Scott and I are going to be meeting tonight at about 10 o'clock offline together with Olivier in order to try and iron out some of the specifics about what we talked about yesterday, and I think there's some really good progress being made along the lines of that.
Gavin Iscaris, could I say something, please?
Please.
Yeah. Just wanted to join in with what Bo just said. As Bo knows, I've been following his efforts to get a consumer constituency going right from the first, and I think that his initiative. I've read the emails that he sent out earlier this morning, just a few minutes ago, and it sounds to me like that's the only way we can proceed at this point because everything else seems to be stymied. So I'm in support of what you're doing, Bo, and please keep me in the loop.
Thank you, Gareth. I appreciate that.
Heidi, did you want to add something?
Just two items. One on the consumer issue is that there is going to be a meeting on talking about the consumer's constituency and Bo and Alex's discussions, I believe, Wednesday at 8:30 to 9:30. I'll double-check that.
May I respectfully interrupt and say that as the proposed co-chair of the proposed consumer constituency, that I'm only learning about this now is very strange to me. What exactly are we doing in this meeting on Wednesday that I'm supposed to be co-chairing?
I can send you the agenda. Rosemary has been in touch with Aubrey, et cetera.
Oh, that meeting.
That
yeah,
meeting.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that meeting. Okay. So that's. I'll double-check on the time. And just on the issue, the meeting you're going to be having with Scott tonight. We had a short discussion on that, and we thought one of the takeaways, if you agree, would be for Scott Feliz, who is the new senior manager, director for participation and engagement, Mandy and myself to have regular meetings so we can all bring everything together so there's not these, you know, random issues going on without any kind of communication internally.
Bring it on. Bo?
I also just have one thing I forgot to add that's germane, is that there's now a petition for a not-for-profit constituency. I think we had heard the rumblings of that getting started, but if there's a not-for-profit constituency, a consumer constituency, the NCSG thing, I mean, it's even more of a stronger case for a unified front, but if anybody knows about the not-for-profit constituency, I'd be delighted to hear about it because I don't know anything about it.
So this is distinct from the one that the Red Cross is being part of and all that.
I think it's Deborah's. I think that's the one Deborah is trying to put together, yeah.
Okay. So that's been in the works, not quite as long as the consumer thing, but she's been trying to move that forward. Okay. So the theme of a lot of the meeting yesterday was improving communications. In the afternoon, we heard from the public participation group, and so there's been other good stuff out of that. I would like to move things along because we really have had, you know, less than two full days of a whole week's worth of meetings, so there's a limit to how much we can talk about that today. So does anyone else have anything else that they want to add about this week, this meeting, Cartagena, anything good, bad, or otherwise? Annalisa.
Sure, Evan. Is there some discussion that is on the table about a Naralo point of view for the GTLDs or not? It's okay either way, but if there is,
okay,
I'd like to partake.
Okay. So what we've done so far is an overview of what's happened. So we can move on now to some of the pressing issues going forward. A couple of things that are going forward. From ALAC. One of them is a statement on the ATRT that was sent this morning. It was past the deadline, but it was something that Cheryl made clear that we'd been working on this draft of work to do with the ATRT. And essentially what's happening is ALAC is making a suggestion that just as the ATRT is suggesting that the communications between the GAC and the board be improved, that this be genericized so that ICANN's relationship with its advisory committees be more generalized and standardized. And so rather than you treat ESSAC this way and GAC this way and ALAC this way, that we have advisory committees and this is how we treat them. As I've been finding out lately, this is something that, contrary to my initial fear, seems to be having some GAC backing as well. So the big help is finding out that this is not being seen as a zero-sum game, that for ALAC to gain influence, that the GAC must lose it. This is a minor victory, but I think that's happening. So with a little luck, this will go through. In addition, each of the work teams from at large has been is meeting over this week. And so I believe just about everybody from Naralo is part of one work team or another. Work team A met this morning. I guess the others are yet to meet through the week. There'll be a wrap-up on Thursday where everybody reports what they've been doing. Work team A went very well. We're actually coming up with some bylaw suggestions to the board. We had a meeting with ICANN Legal this morning. You know, the bylaw adjustments aren't major, but they firmly established that ALAC has a policy role, which actually is something that needs to be asserted in the face of some of the policy work that we've been doing so far together with the GAC and GNSO. The other thing that's going on is that ALAC is going to be voting tomorrow on a statement on new GTLDs. This is something that the GTLD working group has been doing for some time. There was a community phone call last month on this, and so it's been open for comments. And Annalisa, did you have something you wanted to say, or you just have some comments?
Yeah, so an update of, you know, where is this information, what's their statement
going to
be? It'd be great if I,
I didn't.
On that list, but I'm on the list now.
Okay. But
so,
do you
so
have
I want to thank you for pointing it out to me just yesterday. But I'm on the list
but
now.
Okay, I'm sorry you missed it, but there was public notice for the community. There was a community call on this that I thought went out to the entire ALAC list. Did that, Heidi, went out to all of ALAC, right, for the community call on GTLD?
I missed it. It's fine.
So
with that being said, where is this mystery document that's going to show up tomorrow? Is there a place I can go online and just look at it?
I, I'm having a little bit of problem with my Skype, but Heidi, you can send.
I'll put it in an Aralo Skype.
Okay, perfect. And it'll also have the history of it, because one of the nice things the wiki does is you can actually go back and see revisions, how it started and how it evolved. Okay, moving right along. Does anybody have anything else they want to talk about, future initiatives? We have, there's going to be a couple of reports happening this week, one of which to do with the Joint Applicant Support Committee between ALAC and the GNSO, to do with helping out GTLD applicants from developing economies. This is something that Avery and I have been co-chairing and has been very actively worked on. There's going to be a presentation made on it on Thursday, so I invite anyone who's here to come and anyone who's not here to engage in the remote participation on that. Almost immediately following this is going to be at 5:30. 5:30 Eastern is going to be a meeting on new GTLD Recommendation 6. Which is the infamous morality in public order, or what used to be called morality in public order. I'm not very happy with the way that meeting's going to turn out. I've seen the slides. It looks like it's going to be a bit of a setup. But by the same token, I don't expect anybody who feels one way or the other to have their opinion swayed at that meeting anyway. Still, it's a necessary piece of information to have out there. I'm happy of the involvement that at large has had in this. We've basically helped put it on the map, and I still think that a good resolution of this is possible. Unfortunately, he's not on the call. I want to before this meeting started, I called attention to the people here to Garth Bruin from one of our ALSs. Was prominently quoted positively in the November 20th issue of The Economist, and I want to make it clear to ICANN, seeing as that ICANN staff had reported earlier today that they're still on the lookout for some good staff to handle their enforcement issues, and we happen to know somebody who might have had a history of this stuff. So I hope to subtly put the name forward along with a photocopy of the Economist article in the hands of whoever might be doing HR at ICANN. Anyway, moving right along, does anybody want to bring up as an Aralo issue the recent letter from the U.S. Department of Justice to ICANN? Seeing that this is the American government and the USA, last I checked, is part of Naralo, is this something that we as a region want to take up, put any comment on, as opposed to simply raising the issue through ALAC itself? And Alan, you're really looking at me funny.
You say Department of Justice,
I assume. Oh, Department of Commerce. Commerce. Sorry. Okay. Department of Justice, that comes next. anyway, the U.S. government has... The U.S. government has sent a letter to ICANN, basically holding it to account to the affirmation of commitments, essentially saying that ICANN has not really lived up to that and is calling ICANN to task. Without going into the details, is there an interest within Naralo of raising this as a regional issue, of just sending it through ALAC or through... basically letting it run its course, because obviously ICANN has to deal with this institutionally.
Do you mean like running as an issue, like what?
Does Naralo want to make a statement, take a position to either submit to ALAC or to submit to ICANN as a comment?
On
a commentary either backing the Department of Commerce's letter. Like personally, I've seen it, and it's almost like I want to say, yeah, at large supports what the Department of Commerce is saying, because we have similar concerns about ICANN living up to the AOC, to its accountability and transparency, that since the initial AOC is done, precious little has actually happened in that direction.
Is this letter motivated by these things about not being able to enforce, you know, these things with the domains? I mean, is it coming from that or what?
Okay, Heidi's about to put a link in the Skype to the letter itself. The last thing I would ever pretend to be able to do is to speculate on the motivations of the U.S. government. The timing, as has been suggested, is always interesting, as this letter was sent while many people were in transit to the ICANN meeting. So the ability to analyze this in any amount of depth before things started is limited. Bo, go ahead.
I would support us making a statement because it's kind of like an I told you so. I mean, we were all telling ICANN 2 years ago that they needed to complete this economic study. I mean, you know, the fact that they didn't get it done was pointed out to them a long time ago. So I don't know that we need to make that in the statement, but, you know, I think we should. I would support us making a statement. I'll even offer to write it.
Okay. That's wonderful. And so with the intention of us putting this forward, we would like ALAC to put this forward as an ALAC statement, and if they don't, we'll put it in ourselves. Annalisa.
So I don't share that view, actually, because I'm thinking maybe from Neuralo we need time to go back to our ALSs, find out what some consensus there is before we automatically make a decision on their behalf.
Well, that's what we're all about. I mean, there's nothing committing us to be hasty about this. We don't have to do this week. I'm simply putting forward the idea out there of, do we want to, within ourselves, take this up as an issue with our ALSs, go back to the grassroots and say, the DOC has said this, what do you think of it? Do you support it? Do you agree with it? Is it something that we should put forward and say to ICANN, we support what they're doing and back it, or we don't support it and think they're wrong and here's why? The first question is, do we want to have something to say about it? I'm not trying to prejudge what we say at that moment.
Yeah, I support representing an opinion from North America, from Neuralo. I think that's what we're here for, so I support that. I would just say if we were going to do that, let's go back to our ALSs, get some feedback, and then put that forward.
Darlene?
What would you think of, you know, Bo drafting something, and then we can take that to our ALSs?
So to be honest, I might not draft the same type of letter that Bo might draft, it would have to be a really neutral letter if
we
were
change
going
it.
To...
We can change it. That's just it. We can take it around the table and change it and change it.
Annalisa, the only reason I'm saying that... the only reason I'm saying that is a matter of practicality.
I definitely support Neuralo...
Right.
Representing a viewpoint.
No, but I'm just talking about the way to do this. At least it's been my experience through ICANN that if you say somebody should do it, it won't get done.
Exactly.
So if you have somebody offering to say, I'll do a draft document, and you put it up there and everyone throws darts at it, it's still going to be more progress than if everyone just says somebody should do it.
I understand. You need a base to start off.
Exactly.
So if we could start off with a sort of a neutral base, then absolutely.
Bo's offered to write it.
And it's not about Bo. Bo's just sitting there. No, it just sounded like maybe, are we taking a... Can I speak for a second? What I would like to see is, let's get some North American opinion as opposed to assume that we're going to start off with an ALAC opinion because we're Neuralo.
We're in violent agreement.
Okay.
Gareth, Gord, do either of you have anything to add on this?
This is Gordon. I'll agree with Annalisa. I'm thinking we ought to be taking this stuff back to our ALS as it gets them involved.
Thanks, Gareth. I agree with Annalisa as well. Putting up something and modifying it with everybody's input is usually a good idea.
And we have the tools. I mean, the wiki tools make this particularly easy to do in that you can take something, draft it, go back and go back to an earlier revision and do all sorts of things like that and track all the changes along the way. So we've got the tools to be able to start with something, heavily modify it, and still see what the original looked like. So this is all within our grasp.
This sounds good. I'm in agreement with this. I'm also a co-chair of Working Team B, and this is sort of this is what we're working on, this type of thing, going to the ALSs, getting them involved.
Okay. Alan?
No, he's got one.
I think if we're going to do that, we have to make sure we explain the implications of such action. The first order implication of the letter, and not us taking action, is that the board will not make a decision to go ahead and release GTLDs this Friday. Therefore, the people who oppose or who feel that the letter was completely justified and should be treated seriously are those who feel that more deliberation and more work is needed before GTLDs can be released. Those who say it's a pile of something and it's not really important and we can finesse it easily are those who want things released quickly.
Okay.
So
I would remind you that the draft ALAC statement on the applicant guidebook that is going to be voted on tomorrow in its current draft form says that the applicant guidebook is unacceptable and against the public good, unquote. So I think the position ALAC has had probably sits very clearly on one side of that.
I was going to get to that in a minute. Okay, so the first order effect of that letter is going to be, you'll be able to judge by roughly Friday at noon whether the letter has had the desired effect or not, regardless of what we decide to do in a slightly longer time frame. And pragmatically, even if we could do it tomorrow, it wouldn't be the biggest thing on the board's mind. if nothing else, we're not holding the IANA contract in our hands, whereas the Department of Commerce is. And that, of course, is one of the biggest cards at play. So I think we need to frame it right if we're going, because there are people within our region who strongly feel that new GTLD should be released and released quickly. I'm not one of them, but there are such people.
Hands up?
No, I'm not.
I'm proud of it.
Okay. We do not have full consensus.
So I personally don't think it will likely have much impact. It might be a cathartic thing for us to do.
Okay.
But
anyway,
I don't think it can hurt either.
Annalisa, go ahead.
Okay. So so Alan is absolutely correct. There's a timeline issue here that we might want to take into consideration for acting because, as Alan pointed out, the timeline that's naturally happening with this letter and with the board is certainly going to be faster than a timeline that we created on a response letter. However, I did want to address one point that Alan was saying is that because you can jump ahead and potentially see a negative outcome, like, oh, it doesn't matter, we shouldn't do it because it's futile. I don't think that's a good message for Neuralo or for the kind of work that we're trying to do. So we don't, I want to make sure we don't not go to our ALSs and go through a procedure because, oh, well, it's not going to work out and there's nothing we can do because the DOC is bigger than us and they have a contract. I think that process is really important. So that's just my little point.
No. I don't think you're going to get any disagreement on this call.
Alan says is true and correct, but there's...
Yeah.
I think we got to stand up for process also.
Right, but so we... And yeah.
Microphone.
Yeah. Sorry, Alan?
Okay, I agree, Alan.
Yeah. The point being is we, in this call in Neuralo, are not the bottom of the bottom-up process. We need to go to our ALSs, and their ALSs need to consult with them with themselves. I mean, there is a deliberative process here. On major issues, this could be very thorough, and it could take a lot of time, but then again, by comparison, the GAC takes a lot of time on things, too. This isn't necessarily one of them, but your point is taken. This is a matter of information going down to the ALSs. I mean, this is why people are part of at large, not just to feed up policy, but also to get the information necessary to turn that policy right. Maybe when we send that letter down, there won't be much of a response. That's another possible consequence. And in fact, if there's a statement, it will weigh heavily depending on what happens by the end of this week. That's all totally likely.
So for practicality, to go along with what Alan is saying and still stay by our mission, does it make sense to wait until a specific time before we step ahead on say drafting something, Evan?
I would say at very least I would highly recommend that everyone who is an ALS rep in Naralo take that letter and take it back to their ALS simply as a matter of information. Even if we just choose to do nothing, or even if anything we say becomes moot, this is exactly the kind of thing that ALSs need to know about what's going on. You okay there? Okay. All right. So we'll move on, and we'll basically go to the email list and decide if there's any... Like, what I'm suggesting is, let's disseminate that information out to the ALSs regardless, and go through the mailing list and decide if there's any action to be taken after the end of this week. Heidi, you just said you've got the link to it?
To the
DOC letter?
Yes, it's already on
Skype. Okay, but not on Skype. I'm asking, put it out to the Naralo mailing list. Okay. Okay, Alan.
I was just going to point out to reinforce what you said, that's what we're supposed to be doing, and we should be doing it on things that aren't scandalous and hot, juicy points as well. Somehow we have to get into that model, into that mode.
Got to start somewhere. Yes. Okay. Next thing on the plate is we hadn't used the term before. Set priorities for the coming trimester.
No. Review of the past trimester.
Oh, review of the past trimester.
Yeah.
Now, Heidi, this doesn't happen to be something that you put in with any specific wording using the word trimester. Matthias did that. Okay.
Can I comment?
No. Go ahead.
I know about it.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, this is something that I should have done and should have had in, apparently, by last Friday. We need to review our past trimester and see what we want to report back because this will be used in several different meetings. So I would like to get everybody's input on what we would like to report on what we have done over the last, you know, several months since Brussels.
Okay, and part of that is because the chair of the ALAC does make a report to the board at the end of this week, and the activities of individual regions should be a part of that.
Yes.
And so this is the deadline that we're working with. We need to get information to Cheryl. So if anyone's got information that you want to put in about this is what North America's contribution was to what ALAC did in the last, to what ALAC did in the last quarter, then let's do that. Okay.
But we need it like right away, immediately.
Yes.
Why don't we? We've got 10 minutes.
Well, because in this meeting there's other thing. There's a couple of other things that we need to also do. So
okay. Can
I ask a couple of people in this room to get together and do some? I'm going to have my face full of some other things. If I can get another volunteer,
you know the best of what's happened.
All right. It's the region. All right.
You're still the chair.
You got a watch? All right.
They were on your side.
Yeah. Now I find out. Okay. And the reason why we're not going to craft that right now is because we also have to talk about the coming trimester, which is the 3 months between now and San Francisco. The reason being is the San Francisco meeting is coming up on us extremely quickly. If we want to do anything like a Naralo showcase, we need to start talking about it now. We need to start moving on it now. We need to start going to every ALS and finding out what they're doing and what kind of things we can put up on the board and to do as far as a regional showcase for San Francisco. Okay, so Heidi's just mentioned that we also need to be looking for a keynote speaker. I've heard there's a couple of technically oriented people that live around San Francisco. We might be able to find some. Annalisa, do you have any ideas? Eric Schmidt? Oh. Actually, somebody...
Okay, so if you give me an idea of the type of speaker, I might be able to come up with an idea. And also, the comment that I wanted to say is, since I'm there in San Francisco, and I am actually helping on in some capacity with the meeting, I'll be in a position to help get the room and set us up and that kind of thing. So I'm happy to help with logistics. plus a Neurolo dinner, Evan and I kind of mentioned.
I can say the kind of person that I'd like to see there, but that I want to speak individually. Personally, I would like to see somebody involved with government relations at Google who is involved with Google's advocacy regarding either net neutrality and other issues to do with that. Google has not been a major player in ICANN, and frankly, it would be kind of interesting to see them at an ICANN meeting. That's just my personal view.
Governmental? Can you say that one more time?
Well, I was thinking in terms of policy people at Google. Heidi.
If I could just have 30 seconds on how the showcases are set up. Basically, each RALO, when they decide to have one, they form a working group on doing this. We have a whole timetable that we just basically fill in the deadlines. So that part that takes includes such things as finding a keynote speaker, defining who you want on your speaking schedule. So, for example, we'll usually have Rod introduce the keynote speaker, then the chair of ALAC, and on down. And then the ALSs, each ALS who is there speaks for a few minutes as well. We also prepare ALS fact sheets for each RALO in that, and in each ALS in that RALO. We also we can prepare a video.
Actually, I would like to. Sorry, Darlene. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, can you send those timelines and such out to me at least?
Yeah, we'll have Matthias do that.
Is this what has been used for the LAC RALO today?
Yes.
Yeah, so basically today, if those who are going to the LAC RALO showcase, I know you've been to probably two others before, just take a look at what kind of format you'd like, what you liked about this one, what you don't, whether you want it during a coffee break, whether you want a cocktail, etc.
ICANN's paying cocktails.
So basically, every previous showcase has tried to get a sponsor. So they basically also prepare sponsorship letters, identify a few possible ones. Unfortunately, none of the three previous ones have been successful. So perhaps ICANN can pay for that if that's unsuccessful.
Okay. There's one possible twist that I'm going to suggest for the next showcase, and that is because of the nature of Neurolo that we talk to Eric, who isn't here, and put forward some kind of presentation on behalf of the individual members. It's one of the things that makes us unique as a region, and I would like to have him get up, say a few words about that particular kind of character, and also perhaps add that to the mix of the RALO of the ALS presentations. Just my thought. So I guess the next thing is to call for volunteers of people who want to be on this little working group. Okay.
Eduardo will be there.
Eduardo, Darlene, anyone on the phone? Well, Annalisa, because she's going to be hosting us there.
I'll be there, but I'm having a chronic volunteer problem lately, so I'm a little worried about my time. But I will be there, and I'll be helpful as I can. But if it could be at that capacity, if the person is there,
okay,
as opposed to the working group stuff.
I'll volunteer.
Oh,
okay. Great. Now, Heidi, one of the things that I'm suggested that I'm curious about is if people want to.
I hope you're staying in the hospital with short and pleasant.
Sorry,
Gareth, you're online.
Okay.
Hello.
We can hear everything that's happening in the background.
Sorry about that.
Okay, Gord, Gareth, do either of you want to be involved in this?
I'll see what I can do.
Free up a cycle or two. I don't know for sure yet, Evan.
Okay, so
I'm not sure of my time, but I'll help if I can.
So I have two definite maybes on the phone.
Sorry about that.
we're both firmly committed on that, maybe.
I have a quick question for Heidi. Heidi, so those ALS fact sheets that you do, does ICANN staff work directly with the ALSs to get that information?
This is a bottom-up process. So basically, we could provide a template. For example, that's what we did for Lacrallo, and then it's up to the working group to send those out to each ALS and have them fill them out. They're basically just, it's a one page. You can add photos. You can do whatever you'd like to them. We then translate them. We'll translate them into three languages.
Yep.
Thank you, Eduardo. And then we will set this all up. Okay.
Okay, but I'm assuming from what you said that it's up to the working group to crack the whip and make sure they come in. Okay. Is there anything else we need to know or do in advance? I was going to ask if there's been any precedent, because obviously in terms of travel support, I mean, this is not a face-to-face meeting ICANN's going to fund beyond the usual people. But given that some airfares to San Francisco can be had very low, is it possible that ICANN can provide any resources to people that are prepared to come on their own dime?
You can ask, but I know that, for example, in for the Brussels meeting, we had the same request, and we were unable to do that.
Okay. Had to ask.
This is Gordon. The only thing I would probably ask, and I'm one of the things I'm going to try and do is free up time to get down there. But the only thing that I would ask for is a list of inexpensive nearby hotels, and for that matter, restaurants. But hotels would be the main thing.
I can help with that. Is that Garth?
No, Gordon. That's Gordon.
Gordon, this is Annalisa. I can help with that. So should I send it to the Nerala list?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Evan.
How big is your house?
Yeah.
There are no cheap hotels in San Francisco.
No, they're not.
But there is a wide selection of places within walking distance, and I think that would make a big difference, just walking a few blocks. Any other ideas on the keynote speaker, or let me just ask you, do people here actually want me to go and seek somebody, or do we know who we're looking for? Just let me know if there's an action item.
Does ICANN have a budget to fly in a keynote speaker? If the answer is no, then that's pretty...
So no budget for that. But, for example, in Brussels, we had a local ME commission official, so that was local. Now, for Lacrallo, we have Alejandro Passanti, who happens to be an at-large rep on the SSR, I think, review team, who was here anyway.
He was also keynote at the summit.
So basically the answer is no, there's no budget to fly anyone in. So okay. I would say a local person or someone who's going to be there would be the best choice.
Al?
We do have a noted privacy advocate on the ALEC.
And the San Francisco Bay chapter ALS, we have chapter members that are interesting, but we would have to know what makes sense. What the topic is.
Getting a working group and decide that, we will forward.
Okay, you guys,
so
between
I'll wait
you.
To hear from the working group.
Now, just to keep it, Alan has tossed out the selection that North America's newest addition to ALAC, Mark Rotenberg, who came in from the NONCOM. He's not here because he thought he might have to actually present before the U.S. Senate on privacy issues. So he might be a candidate, especially if he's already going to be there.
If we want someone talking about that.
Yeah, we need to know what we want them to talk about.
Yeah, again, it's up to you how you want to have this the process defined. But usually it's a more of a light occasion. Yeah. So the keynote speaker can talk about Nerallo. They can talk about the role of Nerallo or at large in ICANN. You can talk about the role of the Internet, within North America. It's up to you how you'd like that. We'll have cocktails as well.
Especially. Okay. Let's see. We are 8 minutes from the top of the hour. And is there any other business left to go through? Annalisa?
I'd like to make an announcement from the San Francisco Bay ISOC ALS that people probably know that there's a conference in February that the ALS is hosting and been working on, and it's called the .next conference. So it's about new GTLDs. So I just wanted to
but let everyone know. It's not right up against. You can't take like a 2-week slide and then go to one and then go to the other.
Well, there's lots of vacation destinations in the Bay Area. that you could. But no, it's very separate from ICANN. And okay. It's in February. ICANN is in March. But I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else that anybody would like to raise in terms of other business? I think. Any other policy issues? Any other issues to do with rules of procedure? Alan, was there anything to bring up?
At the previous two meetings, at two meetings ago, I raised an issue, and last month I said I didn't get around to it, to do some revisions to the rules of procedure and the operating principles. I know at least one of them was to fix the rules of procedure to say we don't use Lacrello weighted voting. And there's a number of other clarifications. For instance, the rules of procedure still say we have two people per ALS and that kind of stuff. So they need to be brought in line, and we probably need a statement of which is a precedent, which takes precedence if there's a conflict. But my recollection is there is something in the operating principles that we missed when we talked about the original changes we did. And for the life of me, I can't remember what it is at the moment.
Alan, can I just leave it to you after this meeting to go through and essentially just bring it up
to
the list?
Oh, yeah. You asked me, so I'm telling you the current status. That's all.
I somehow remember on the list that Bo commented on that, so maybe Bo might have a recollection.
Okay. We'll take that to email.
Yeah.
We'll either catch it or we won't.
Okay. Is there any other business, anything that anybody else wants to raise? Okay, if that's the case, then I guess the last order of business is for me to bring Bo up to the table, because this is my last meeting as Neuralo Chair. Yes, my trip out. So if I had a gavel to give you, I would, but I don't.
You'll give you an iPod cable.
So take the official iPod cable, and Bo, the chair is yours.
Yeah.
In nomine Patriae, Sancti. We're all going to need it. I don't think I could ever really be as good a chairman or chairperson as Evan. I was really gratified to see how much work he did and how rapidly when he joined... at large, or rapidly, he joined the ICANN community, how he grew and became a leader in a very short order. But, you know, I do think we have developed a reputation in the NA-RALO as doers, even though there's a small number of us, very small number compared to some of the other, compared to some of the other regions. I guess we're the smallest, right? Still? AP RALO is the smallest.
In terms of number of ALS, it's probably not in terms of activity.
Anyway, we have developed a tradition of having some real firebrands in NA-RALO, mostly for better, occasionally for worse, but I hope that we continue that tradition and that we continue to feel like we can make statements that should have an impact on the ICANN community as a whole, and I'm sort of like transparently alluding to the fact that one of the frustrations I think you're going to find is it's very difficult to get ALAC to do a lot. So the fact that we, with due respect to, you know, those who've done really hard work like Alan, but trying to put an idea to ALAC like the one we were just talking about and get widespread buy-in is pretty tough. So maybe that'll change because there's lots of new faces coming in. Maybe it won't change, but I just hope that we can continue to maintain the NA-RALO spirit. So any guidance that you can give me to be a good chairman, I'd be happy to take it and work with it and do, you know, what I can. I don't have much more to say. Is there anything you want to say? No. Okay, well,
welcome, Bo.
Good, thanks.
I'm optimistic about ALAC. There are a couple of people coming on board who may well be real hard workers. He's one of them.
Yeah.
Edmund is also going to be named by AP Railroad to replace Vivek, and he has a long history in ICANN. He's done real policy stuff. He's probably the most vocal and strongest person in ICANN on IDN issues. I think it's going to be interesting. So, and I have one other comment. You commented on how much Evan has grown over the years. I'd like to comment on how much Evan has shrunk recently. Good work.
Yeah, I'm a little bit jealous. Having tried a pretty strict diet myself until I had six kidney stones in a row 2 months ago, my health has been pretty poor, and I haven't really been all that involved in ICANN stuff over the last few months. But I want to assure you that I will take the responsibilities more. Not that I wasn't taking them seriously, but I just haven't been well. So, anyway, thanks. Close the meeting, yes.
The royal fan has been waived. The meeting is now closed.